show with Peaches and DJ Motai.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Beezy, the Southeast Beast.
What's going on, man? It's your boy Jack Freeman, H-Town representative.
It's your boy D-Lo, man.
It's Cav the Don, man.
What's good, Space City, the great city? It's your boy, Roots Williams.
Hi, this is Booker T, five-time WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Now, can you dig that, sucker? I'ma hit when you're home.
I'ma miss it when you're gone. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
On demand.
On demand.
Peaches, when are you going to say on demand? Like, for
Never.
Real? Why won't you say it?
Why should I say it?
It's just saying the name of the show. That's all we're asking you to do.
No, you're not. You're asking me to say those two words. Thought you had me. No.
What two words, Peaches?
These nuts.
Okay, anyway. We have another good show for you lined up today. First, we brought you Killer Cali on. Then we brought you DJ DMD. Then we brought you Booker T and Kelly Kevin. Now, for the fourth edition of the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand, we have a man who goes by the name of Double B. It's exact. We actually go into it in the interview. His name is Double B. That's his birth name, spelled like it sounds. Peaches, what an interview this was.
This will be.
Peaches, oh, no, it was. It was. People know that they're about to listen to the interview.
Stop giving them our secrets.
I'm not giving anything away. I always allude to it.
It's too early. It's too early.
Hashtag fake Monday mornings. I woke up, like I said.
Because it's still really a Wednesday.
It's always Wednesdays on these fake Monday mornings.
Today's Monday.
8 a.m.
Hashtag 8 a.m. So my alarm was just going off in the background.
See, you heard it.
Technically, I'm still cuddled in bed.
Yeah, we're doing this via satellite, this whole hey, everybody, we really appreciate all the reviews and everything we've been getting and all the feedback from the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. You can listen at bradgilmore.podbean.com. Anybody?
/mobile.
Subscribe.
/mobile, and if you want to download the app, click save to home screen. DJ Motai, Monday Morning Mix, has been getting a lot of love on Twitter as well. Right, DJ Motai?
Hey, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Y'all are horrible at this. Like, this is why it's always better when I'm really over the phone.
You're over the... I hate you over the phone.
I hate you in person. Dun, dun, dun. Ow, ow, ow. He mad. That was a good one.
I hurt
a little bit. Have it.
That was a good one.
Anyway... we talk everything with Double B, his new mixtape, how he became part of the Head Wreckers, his style. And anybody knows Double B, you know, Treasomania is definitely running wild with him. We talk about the term trees, peaches, peach trees, peach trees.
Next T-shirt coming soon.
T-shirt coming soon. But anyway.
Peach trees.
Trees. So anyway, we're gonna make this intro short this week. We're gonna get into DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix here on the Brad Gilmore Show, and then we're gonna have our interview with Double B. Like I said, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe. If you tweet about the show, use the hashtag BG Show, and so that way we can see it. We can interact with you on Twitter.
You should listen to learn what burgalistic means.
That if you don't take anything away from this interview. Listen to figure out what burgalistic means. It should be a very epic style. So, DJ Motai, what do you think you're going to play us this morning? You got to answer.
We're going to start off with some Two Fanga shit. We're going to have an exclusive.
An exclusive?
We might play that Monkey.
Bow, 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 bow.
Heard exclusively on the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand. So everybody, make sure y'all rate, review, subscribe, hashtag, do all that stuff. Follow us on Twitter. We have actually a show Twitter at Brad Gilmore Show. You can follow us to get all updates and everything. Go listen to the past interviews and everything. But right now we're gonna get into DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. And then we'll be back with Double B from the Head Wreckers. And only one thing to say to that, right guys?
Trees.
Trees.
If you want somebody and you need somebody, you better grab somebody.
love somebody tonight. Let them hold your body, girl, let them control your body. If it's a soul in your body, move your body, move your body tonight.
Sex lovers, love makers, lusters, freaks, duct tapers, handcuffers, or fuzzy handcuffs. You need sexual healing to get your hands up. Head holders, slow jammers, PDA couple with no manners. Nothing else matters. Put your hands on her. By the waist, yeah, let her do a dance on ya.
If you love somebody, hurt somebody, touch somebody for me. Could you be my lady, please, my lady, be my baby, you see. I gotta feel somebody, I think I wanna be real with somebody. And it's God's will with somebody, it chills my body, fulfills my body to me.
Peacemakers, war haters, beautiful people, lawbreakers, crowns of passion, your time is passing. You'll never get diminished from your mindless actions. Make up with them, break up with her. Long as you make up and wake up with her. Two-steppers, old schoolers, everybody's a winner tonight, no losers.
I wanna see your body next to me when I wake my body. Cross for me when I feed my body. Close to me when I clean my body. Nursing me when I hurt my body. Bond me when they lock my body. Right before the Lord takes my body. Baby girl, that is not my body tonight.
When I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again. Ha, first crushes, first kisses, first girlfriend, your first missus. School dances, on school trips, sit with her on the bus, sneak your boy a kiss. To your first love, after all of these years, all of your dirt and your heart still works. What?
You gotta stay with somebody, share all of this space with somebody. So you gotta face somebody, go great with somebody, relate to somebody. You gotta trust somebody. If you gonna love somebody, then love somebody, love somebody, love somebody, love somebody tonight.
We won't live if we don't try. And love is life, so we won't die. But when we don't give, we don't get it. Me, oh my, give me your life, just lie in my arms for life tonight. You like, I could just die from the charge, but he won't lie, I wanna be real, so give me the real, I give you the same. I give you the joy, give you the pain, then I give you my name, dang. Age old question, you know, it's like, is this love thing, fantasy or reality? We all struggle with it, came across a couple critics, couple of cynics, but I don't see the trouble with it, no. See
it. I don't see the trouble with it, just. Working for me, mommy, let me see what you could do.
Girl, stop playing.
Working for me, mommy, let me see what you could do.
Girl, stop playing. Let me have that pussy. Give me that shit. Let me stab that pussy. She calling me Muhammad. Where I jab that pussy. You think I'm going shopping? Where I bag that pussy. Gotta have that pussy. I don't use a visa. I just use my dick a little bit to tease. Balls deep on the bitch. Gotta make her have a seizure. Watch a queef on the dick while I cut it like a cleaver. I ain't Justin Bieber. You can't be my girlfriend. I put the dick on and I should call the pimp a whirlwind. $1 million swag. Gold brains. Bald head. Let me see what you can do with it. Seen that bitch get it. Wanna see if you can move with it. Learn niggas something. Take a nigga back to school with it. Ooh, hit it two more times for double. Ooh, hit it few more times for double. Move, hit it where I move with it. Why I get it, girl, school in it. Watch it learn. Let a nigga show you what to do with it. Girl, stop playing. Let a head wreck a aqua fool in it. Yeah.
Working for me, mommy. Let me see what you can do with it.
Girl, stop playing.
Working for me, mommy. Let me see what you can do.
When I snatch a mic, just pull a wig back. Did that anyway. Told her I got plenty pay. Tell tonight, fix up and watch me renovate. Demonstrate all night long, your girl finna hate. Got your nigga mad cause I'm eating off his dinner plate. Metaphor, simile, same thing. Give me that shit and I'ma beat it out the same frame. Commissary, pussy James Dolder, that's a name change. She rapping like a Kawasaki, toot that ass up as a change lane. Wrap it up a little bit before I maintain. Give me that pussy, girl, stop playing all these game games. Let a real nigga do his same thing. It's the same shame. Dag nabbit. Gotta jump him when I grab at it like a jackrabbit. Yeah, I'm back at it. Let a two-finger nigga take a crack at it. Throw that back at it.
Work it for me, mommy. Let me see what you can do.
Girl, stop playing.
Work it for me, mommy. Let me see what you can do.
Girl, stop playing.
Work it for me, mommy. Work it for me.
Hey, girl, stop playing.
Work it for me, mommy. Let me see what you can do.
Girl, stop. Give me that shit. Let me hear it. Girl, stop. Give me that shit. Let me hear it.
Being uplifted by the clapping. See, the sun was made to fade away the tears. Some of those who couldn't make it over the years. We're trying to break the curse and reimburse those who still live in the fear. See, my artistry is a part of me, and it's hard to see where I worked hard to be. But those who see my pain and understand this game realize this is more than just fame. We're trying to make it. No way we've made it. You say you got it. Well, now it's taken. You ever felt this is called passion? You ever heard this real rapping? Mixed with some rock and a little soul. And some people in my shows packed to the dome. Hands in the air, feet on the floor. Trying to lead the stage, but they wanted more. Oh, you didn't know we doing impossible. I just took a mic and changed my life. Now everything I write is reaching new heights. So we're flying high, high as a kite.
Dropping jewels, always in the news. Dropping up the tools on your face. How that taste? So we creeped up. Oh, no way. Got what we want, got what we need. Got in the car, increase the speed. 1, 2, 3. Now you know we don't play G. Hey, M-E's, get in the room. Cameras start to zoom. Flowing like a flume. Turn the volume up so loud. Water wall sound. Bring the roof down. Then surf the crowd. Twist it like a dread. Bust a couple heads. Make a little bread. Then go to bed. What y'all is out, y'all? Lane. What we is almost fame. Who am I? What's my name? First name Brad, last name James. Living like kings, doing big things. Birds start to end, now let's start to sing. Birds flying high, look at the sky. Living life high till I die.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Brad Gilmore Show
on demand.
Trace! See, we have a great show for you today. We have the one and only, not to be confused with Dublé Blay. That's not his name. Peaches, how you doing before we get into this?
Chilling. Bugging.
You just chilling?
Bugging.
I need you to start being louder.
Why I need to yell? That's the problem. Everybody thinks black women are always loud. What if I don't feel like it?
But aren't you normally loud?
No. What are you trying to say?
That black women are normally loud.
It is true.
Yeah, he wants me to speak louder.
Very aggressive talking. It's not
that it's just loud.
Black women, I think,
intentional with the words.
Say what they mean.
Are you saying
what they say?
I am, or black women are? What are you saying?
I don't want to make generalizations right now.
So what are you saying?
I'm saying that majority.
Get your words together. Why you don't bitch up now? What you trying to say?
Hey, whoa.
This
is family friendly.
We ain't cussed in 2 episodes and now we family friendly.
I would think so. I would think that we're family friendly. Friendly.
I think we're all family, yeah.
Anybody under the age of 15 needs not ever curse, ever.
Under 15, the age?
15 don't mean you can curse, but you experimenting.
I couldn't say nigga around my mama until I was
like. You experimenting anyway.
It's 15.
What are you experimenting with at 15?
Shit.
I was cussing when my mama went around when I was 15.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think I've ever cursed in front of my mother.
Is still fries in that?
Only by accident. Hey, okay, we can get to the fries a bit later. Okay, I'm here to introduce the man who's one of the head wreckers.
Trees.
Treesomania is running wild because of this man. His name's not Dublé Blay. It's
Double motherfucking B.
How you doing today, Double B?
Trees on top of trees, as always. You know how I get down, man. 2 finger shit. That's what we doing. Till it's motherfucking me, the hottest shit in the city. Trees.
You know,
I don't even know what just happened.
It happened.
I'm really. Whatever, you know, there's a lot of you know, we're here in Brown Sugar Studios as always recording.
It's
live.
It's loud.
But there are other bands. There's like 17 bands playing right now, and I'm
the
trying.
The people behind us are
soundtrack
playing
music.
Rock. What it sounds like, rock. It sounds like a Guitar Hero episode going on over there.
I know what you did last summer. Is that what you said?
No, I said it sounds like a Guitar Hero episode over there.
Yeah, so I think it sounds like a Guitar Hero episode gone wrong.
They got the real live deal over there.
Nor is it there.
Are those yours? Shayla has some very nice. Shayla has very nice headphones.
Shayla,
are you finna get away for a second?
Shout out to S&P Images if you need photos.
Trees.
Follow It's Shay Bay on Twitter and book. Then drop your deposit first, or else your date not book.
She's the shit.
She's booking dates. She's a date booker. I'm trying to.
Matter of fact, contact me because I'm her manager. So come to me.
Hey, PJ, I've been trying to book a date with Shayla for a while now.
You was cheating on her in front of my face. It don't work like that.
Ooh.
With who?
Did I tell you he called somebody else his Obama mama?
I did not.
He did. He called somebody else his Obama mama.
L-I-E.
And then when I told.
Who's not calling Obama mama?
I don't know. But after I told you that you did it. It was a day after, I don't remember, but I said after you did it, I was going to tell Shayla that you did it, and then you tried to take it back.
Huh? What is
that? I'm saying because we would birth presidents.
What's an Obama mama, Brad?
If me and another woman of color of some sort, right, birth children.
I think all colors.
I would raise them.
White's a color, too.
I don't know what he said, but I would raise them to be the president of the United States, therefore an Obama mama.
Did I ever tell you about Brad's fascination with small black boy children?
I don't have a fascination with
it
small
black boy children. It sounds so bad, but there's no other way to explain it.
It started, with the Double B episode that we did back at our old show.
It was.
11-8, too. Shout out 11-8.
Oh, yeah.
I just wanted to adopt a black baby boy. That's it. That's the only fascination I have.
I don't think you want to keep him around 16-ish.
That's what I'm saying. Try to keep the mic in front of your mouth, though, Double B.
I don't think you want to keep him like around 16, because he'll turn on you.
Is that what? That's when they turn on me?
Like pit bulls.
That's when they start like...
I turned on my father at 16.
Was your father white?
No.
Oh.
I turned on him, and then I decided to
abort you turn on your
the
father?
Situation.
Why'd you turn on him?
He wouldn't let me go outside... I said, fuck it. You know, this is the last time. Like, he was trying to make me go to church or some shit. And my partner, he was like, pushing my partners out of there. Y'all got to go. Like, I was like, nigga, hold up, nigga, hold. You know, I was kind of feeling myself. Nigga, hold up, nigga. You know, I took my jacket off, nigga. I was like, nigga. And he, like, gave me that look. Like, he was like, he was ready, too. I was like, this was a bad idea. Abort. He was mad. That nigga ain't never seen a nigga that mad. Nigga was like, nigga, he put his hand on my face like he was going to crush me, nigga. I was like, because he, like, he's a little bigger than me. Like, you. I was like 15.
I want him to retell the story about the box and the desk.
Okay, well, let's get
the
to all those.
Box and the desk.
We'll get to the box and the desk, but let people know, first of all, who may be unfamiliar with you, let them know who you are, what you do,
who
where you're from.
Who don't know
Double
who Double
motherfucking
B is?
B, man. Head wreck, man. If you don't know me, now you do. I'm head wrecking goddamn me all day. Trees. Houston, Texas, baby. Just got back from Atlanta. Y'all already know. We've been pushing this two-finger shit, man. We dropped the motherfucking me promo. We've been getting some good looks. The city's fucking with me. On the promo, been getting good shows, good blogs, meeting good people off of that. You know what I'm saying? Decided to go ahead and give them a nice, fresh project, which is my debut mixtape, you know what I'm saying, with two-finger shit. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have the mix on the 14th. Y'all be sure to come out to that motherfucker, and we're going to have the motherfucking show. Where that bitch at? I got the flies on Twitters. Goddamn me, and the mixer next to goddamn me on the 14th, man. It's gonna be a good look. We're gonna drop it online on the next following Friday. Trees. Two fucking shit, that is.
Well, I think he said it all right there, Peaches.
Brad, what did he say?
Head wreck.
He was talking about he has a show, he has a mixer coming up on the 12th. Make sure y'all go to that.
14th.
14th.
The show is on the 12th. We back door with the mixer on the 14th.
His debut mixtape, Two Fanga
Shit,
expletive, is coming out.
Wait,
soon.
So you're really not going to curse?
I'm trying. Hey, Shayla's getting after me for it. All right. So I'm trying to be nice. Whoa. I didn't invite you in this conversation.
Shayla said it was the F word because she don't have a microphone.
No F word. No F words allowed.
Say your name. Say your name.
Can we say the F word on the radio?
Anyway.
Or is it just like surfboard to slide? You know, like it used to be on TV.
We do what we want.
Okay. Nigga.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to laugh at that? Anyway. let's keep it going. So you're from the Head Wreckers.
Yeah.
We actually rode here together, all right? I had a conversation with him on the way over. He actually told me a lot about his life I wasn't aware of. Peaches, did you know that Double B spent 7 years in Atlanta?
Yes, yeah. I did.
So okay, he graduated high school from Atlanta.
Yeah.
He went to 5 different high schools.
Yeah.
In 4 years, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He went to Lamar High School.
Mm-hmm.
Which is where I graduated from.
Trees.
And you ended up graduating in Atlanta.
In Atlanta.
Spent the next 7 years.
Westlake High School, yeah. Trees, 211.
How was Atlanta for you?
Atlanta was turned up, man. It's like a downside New York, man. You know, it's Chocolate City. It's a lot of black folks out there got money. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of entertainment going on, you know what I'm saying? And I met some of my best friends. I got best friends in Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? So it's really a second home for me. So anytime I go back, I'm going to get the same love I get out here. Trees on that.
So you're in Atlanta. You got best friends out in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You're out there for 7 years.
7 years.
And then now you came back to H-Town, Texas, right? Southeast side.
Southeast side. You know what I'm saying?
Stand up.
Stand up. You already know. Below the Beltway. El Dorado. Stand up. Trees on that.
You're the first head wrecker of the podcast.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've heard. That's Trees.
Yeah, you're overall the
head wreck has invaded.
Yes.
It's going down.
So, I'm sure people want to know.
Mm-hmm.
What is Double B? Where it came from? Is it your real name?
Double B is my real motherfucking name. Identification card. You understand?
That is true. I actually have a picture of his license in my phone.
The word double it's and the word B, put them together and you got me. God damn it.
Okay, was your father's name like something with a B?
My father's name was Bobby Joe.
What's his? Is there any other? Is there a second B in that name? He was two B's and Bobby.
That's what people assume, but C. There's so many ways you can describe it. Like
What was his reason
because my father has another family, which he already had a son by. He already has a junior named Bobby Joe Foster. Everybody calls him B Joe, right? So when I was born,
or BJ,
BJ,
ha 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 ha. His laugh is going to be an ad lib from now on, Peaches. Whenever like we have a joke that doesn't work,
on that.
We're just going to like copy paste double B's.
People are scared to pull the evil laugh.
Don't do that.
Do it, Peaches.
Why?
Let double B do it because yours suck.
Do the evil laugh.
I don't want to.
Just a small one. Like a little feminine, like an evil female.
Yeah. Is that how it sounds? Is that
something
how it
like
sounds?
That? I don't know. I majored in theater. I know I took that somewhere.
That's another thing. That's another thing I found out about Double B.
Yeah, I did that in Atlanta as well. A lot of acting.
He was an actor. He was going to rehearsals and plays. You're gonna go play in South America or something?
Yeah, I know. South Africa actually. Soweto, Johannesburg for the apartheid. We had to play. Actually, all through Atlanta, 14th Street Playhouse, the Rialto downtown. I've been doing plays since, you know what I'm saying, since middle school. And then when I got to college, my major was speech and theater. So I did a lot of plays and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? We traveled around. I was a real stage freak. Everything that had to do with the stage I was on, you know what I'm saying? Of course, they had, like, talent shows and shit, so... You know, we get on there. If I wasn't doing no monologue or something, I was rapping because I was good at it. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
We took that and then we turned it into, you know what I'm saying, rapping with the partners all the time. It brought it to, let's go ahead and make a project.
Well, when did you first start recording music? What age were you? What year or whatever?
I made my first tape in eighth grade.
Oh, shoot.
When Wayne put out that Block Is Hot shit, I came out with the Block Burner.
That was the name of your
mixtape? Same, yeah.
What was the best song?
Block Burner, Block Burner. What? Block Burner was like, I don't know how old I was in eighth grade. 13?
13 about, yeah, 12, 13.
Yeah, I've been, you know what I'm saying? But it was just...
You know, I thought I knew a lot about hip-hop.
I had to connect to do it, and I was like, yeah, let's put out a tape. Yeah.
You know, I thought I knew a lot about hip-hop at the age of, like, 12 or 13. But, like, you realize, like, when you get older and you listen back to those songs from that era, you're like, oh, my God, I had no idea what they were talking about.
No idea, but now I know.
So, like, what was
your... Sensorism is gone.
Was that your earliest memory of hip-hop? Was Wayne Block Is Hot, or did it go further
back?
No. What's the first hip-hop song you remember?
Ice-T.
5 in the morning.
Let's Get Butt Naked and Fuck by Ice-T.
Nice.
Girl, Let's Get Butt Naked
and
Fuck.
How old were you when you heard that record?
My first rap fucking tape was Ice-T. My dad let me get it from fucking Target or some shit. I was like, yeah, you know, A side B that fucking had fucking guns on the cover. It was Ice-T, like white cover. Like, I forget what the fuck the name of the album was. But I had that motherfucker, and I remember that song because
how old were you?
I was like, it had to been like 95, man. It had to been like 94, 95, 90, whatever the year that was, 95, 96, something like that.
You can keep
saying. Old enough to be listening to stuff like that?
I mean, I listened to, you know, my mom was like on some old school, you know what I'm saying, Aretha Franklin old, you know what I'm saying, type music, and my pops, you know what I'm saying, he really was around, so I just listened to whatever the fuck type of music I get from wherever I got it from, so it was a lot of rap. So,
and this was here in Houston?
Yeah.
So you were listening to Ice-T at like in 95, so you must have been a young kid.
Yeah, this is before we ran into the screw tape era, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm talking about like before I could get a hold of them. And boys was getting tapes, and boys was just making tapes for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
So when you first heard Ice-T and you started listening to the album or whatever, is that when you like began the fascination with hip hop, or what? Or where did it start really for Double B? Like when did you hear a song and say I can do this?
When I started doing it, I was like, man, I can do this.
But when was that?
This was in college. When I realized that people were attracted to certain things that I did, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, I can take this and turn this into what everybody else is turning it into, you know what I'm saying? So that's when it really started. I was like, I can do this hip-hop shit. I'm already good with rap. And we just add the stage presence with it, you know what I'm saying?
So let me ask you this.
This was probably this is probably 2010 or something like that, 09, 010, yeah, somewhere around there where I just like,
I'm going to do this.
I'm fucking with this shit.
Let me ask you this, though, because like a lot of people, like the first time I met Double B, it was at Numbers at like last year at Kickback Sunday. And I didn't really know who you were. I heard your name before.
We came to your deal at the when he shot that video. What is that? Ty shot that video?
I don't remember meeting you there, though.
At the Wake and Bake video?
Yeah, see, I don't remember meeting a lot of them there, but they always was like, you know, we saw you there, and I'm like, I don't remember seeing you.
This is before we were more acquainted.
Did you see me there?
I don't even remember. I knew Peaches because you were mad because I didn't remember your name.
How do you not remember Peaches?
I remember that.
Y'all have two very easily rememberable names.
You don't remember me? I was like, yeah, Peaches. He was like, nah, you're lying. I was like, I gotcha.
No, I don't remember that.
I don't remember you being there either. I'm not gonna
lie. I was there.
I was all over the place that night, though.
You had a tie on your head.
I remember the first time when you told me about your name, we were outside of SF2.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, it was me, you, and Doug. We were outside. And that's when you were getting ready to release something that summer. Uh-huh. And me and you was getting ready to collab on something, but it just never really came through.
Yeah, that was
last summer.
That was last summer. That's when we got back from South by Southwest last summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's been about a year though for now.
So
I've been y'all for about a year now. Yeah,
I remember meeting you though and thinking there is no way that this guy is real. This is a figment of my imagination right now.
We get that a lot.
But what I'm saying is you come from acting, you come from the stage and the theater. Is this a character? Are you being an extension of yourself? Are you cranking the volume up to 11?
No, as a child, I was confused, you know what I'm saying?
You couldn't tell the chicks from the dudes.
I couldn't. No.
That's a K. Reno song.
I walked into that. But I was, like, on my name, though, like, as like my mom and my mom's side of the family, like I said, I didn't spend a lot of time around my father. So my mom's and my mom's side of the family wouldn't dig in Double B. Like, they wouldn't call me that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Word.
They was calling me Bobby, like Bobby Jr., like Bob, Bobby Jr., Robert. You know what I'm saying?
Robert.
You know what I'm saying? Whatever, not to say Double motherfucking B. So I grew not to like the name. You know what I'm saying? Even at school, like, kids are cruel. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
I was almost named. My two names that my parents were gonna give me. One of them was Treat, like T-R-E-A-T, Treat, and the other one was Boudreaux.
Treat Boudreaux.
Yeah.
What?
They were gonna name you a snack.
They were gonna name me Treat or Boudreaux.
Treat or Boudreaux.
Treat or Boudreaux.
Are we glad your name is Brad?
I am.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, that sounded really sarcastic, but I meant it.
No, like, think about it. Trick or treat is what they could have joked with me as, or Boudreaux.
They'd have got you.
Oh, they would have got me. Trick or treat, smell my feet. You know, it would have been terrible. Yeah.
They got me. They got me bad.
What would they say to you? Even. What would the kids say to you?
Oh, man. Double trees. Dublabe, fucking
Dublabe is awesome.
I think that's kind of a cool name. I wouldn't mind if that was your name.
I've heard them all. Like, wasn't your daddy on crack when he named you that? Like, that's like the first,
yeah,
fucking question. And they'd be like, yes.
Yeah, yes, yes, you was. How did you know? Were you there?
This, my father has a nice little past behind him.
Yeah.
I love him to death, though. He gave me the name, and once I owned up to it, I guess I built a character around it just to kind of own up to what it was.
Does
you know
that
what I'm
help
saying?
You? Does that was that like a defense mechanism to help you cope with it? Because if everybody liked you, then they would.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I had to kind of make it and own it, you know what I'm saying? Because if I just treated it like a punk ass, you know what I'm saying? Punk ass name or something like that. It wouldn't be the same, you know what I'm saying? So I took it and I folded it and molded it into what it is now.
So would you say that, you know, it's hard for people to distinguish the character Double B from the Double B at home, or that people always expect you to
like
act
Double
how
B
you act
versus Bobby?
But I'm a joyful character either way it goes, you know what I'm saying? So that's always been in my personality. Even when I was Bobby, you know what I'm saying? That's not going anywhere. Double B is just
And it's
what I'm owning up to be,
an
you know what I'm saying?
Of yourself, right?
An extension of my inner self, like
of
the real
self,
me, like
the real double B.
Ain't no faking that. Like people put on the front, you know what I'm saying? I can't front this shit.
You know, I had a conversation with Peaches the other day, and we were talking about me, and you know, when I go out, I like to get hyper. I'm bouncing off the walls.
Oh yeah, at all times.
But when I go home, you know, I tell Peaches, I was like, when I go home, my hair is down. You know what I'm saying?
I'll kick it up. I'll kick it up. You know,
you
but when
to come
I
to Heritage Park and come, yeah.
You know, I had to put mine to the front. I know. You got
too.
Like the perfect swoop, like.
It's a bouffant coif kind of thing.
I'm not
almost the conk thing going on.
I'm now calling it the 21st century bouffant. I'm the originator of the 21st century bouffant.
I'm digging it.
You can do your research on that because it's true.
One call. You should get a. One comb perfectly fitted just to do
just
that style. One swipe bouffant.
Where it's just like,
voila. And then fucking get a fucking TV commercial for it, like those late night TV.
Yeah.
Well, Peach, you'll sell out.
Me and Double B might go into business together.
We gotta go into business. I know somebody who does that type of work, makes combs.
They make combs?
Makes combs.
Are you being for real with me right now?
Being for real. Molding press.
Oh, we are getting
makes
into this.
Makes molding press, and you can make your own comb.
Oh,
and then call it whatever you want to call it.
Peaches, did you hear this?
You know how long I'm going to have to hear about this now?
We're going to make a comb.
Brad is going to be so hell-bent.
He's going to whip out this fucking comb.
Yeah, he's going to be really hell-bent on getting combs now. And
this is his deal.
So, no. Whenever Brad comes to me about a comb.
That was the deal. Like, back in the day, like,
you
were cool if you had a comb. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I kept a comb.
I kept a comb, too. Like, I kept a pick.
Where did your hairstyle come from? Your hairstyle is a little different, too.
I got,
what is that called?
Southside. To the front. I like mine a little dark.
It's not a complete Southside fade, is it? Is that exactly what it is, or?
Yeah, to the front, all the way. It depends on what type of barbers you get. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people, you know what I'm saying? Like I had a real crucial barber, niggas that's really from the Southside really know how to do it. But if you got somebody that ain't from the Southside, they'll give you what they think is the Southside.
So, they're gonna give you
sometimes,
like
sometimes it is off
fade.
A little bit because I have to rush and get one. You know what I'm saying? Never know. But once I get my guy,
you have a guy. I have a go-to guy. Too.
I have a go-to guy, but sometimes the go-to guy is not always go-toable.
I understand.
So we have to off stretch like a because I have a perfect like some people like they sound size different. Some people like a long bowl. Some people like a short bowl. You know what I'm saying? I like kind of like just a top. Put me on the top.
I feel like you're like the thicker part of your hair is like.
Well, a lot of it is because I have a cowlick right dead smack in the front of my fucking shit. So if I get it any lower than this, it's gonna look stupid. You know what I'm saying? So I have to get the perfect thickness. So
I feel like someone like just put their hands in kind of like the Rockefeller sign and just shaved around it. You know what I mean? Like,
there it is. Oh, trees. If I could explain, that's how I kind of explain it to the. Give me like bolier me out. You know what I'm saying? Just bolier me out. He was like, "What's a bolier?"
Okay, so you're with the Head Wreckers.
Trees on that.
Head Wreckers. I'm head sorry, Wreckers. It has an A on it. I'm so you know how white people do.
Yeah,
we
trees.
We put ERs on stuff.
You know how we niggers do. We slur it with an AS.
But so how did you the Head Wreckers, for people who don't know, is like a collective group of MCs.
Businessmen, web development
people,
photography, video
shooting. Shout out A. Hughes.
Like we dabble. Anything you need, duplications of CDs, everything. We all in-house network, you know what I'm saying? So we're pretty well-rounded. That's one of our strong points, I think.
You say you're well-rounded?
Yeah.
How'd you link up with the Head Wreckers? How did Double B become a part?
Through Dope Easy, you know what I'm saying? I grew up with Dope Easy. That's one of my first friends that I actually, you know what I'm saying, kept in contact with and actually fought with him. My other nigga named Kyle Wellington. Y'all may know him from the first tape, Reggie Bush and Kool-Aid.
Somebody let Kyle Wellington on, went on this tape to drop. Thanks.
Shout out to my nigga Kyle Wellington, man. Nigga finna come back to the crib right now. He in Maryland right now, holding down. Nigga gonna bring any nigga on right on back to the crib. Goddamn me, Houston, Texas, where he need to be at. Trees on that. But yeah, I met Ty I mean, Dope Beezy. And then
giving out governments, Double B. That's not okay. That's not everyone cool. goes by their government name.
I'm sorry. You're talking about one of my brethren. Like, I don't even call that nigga. I can't stand calling that nigga. I mean, but you know, when you're around nigga, they don't know who the fuck you talking about. You be like, who the fuck is Ty?
See, a lot of people don't know my real name's not Brad Gilmore.
What?
Yeah.
This motherfucker's name is not Brad Gilmore?
And her name's not really Peaches.
What?
Bombs have been dropped today on the Brad Gilmore Show on
Peaches,
Demand.
What is your name?
Peaches.
What is your real name?
I'm not telling you.
I'll tell you.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I'll tell you later.
Y'all just slanging my government around. I can't.
You decided to go government. By it.
I mean, why shouldn't everyone else? This is what I'm saying. Hiding. Don't hide from yourself.
I'm not hiding.
Yes, you are. What's your name?
Tell me what your name is.
Are you ashamed? This is how I felt about Double B. This is where I was at. All right,
we're about to
go.
Are we
counseling?
We're about to coach.
This is the counsel. I've leaned back.
I have to readjust myself, but I'm leaning on him, and he
you need
moves
to own your name. Love it and own it and say it.
I do like my name.
Say it.
No, not on air.
Not on
say
air.
Say people Googling
say
me.
Say your name,
you're
Peaches.
Not say your last name.
Just say your first name.
My first name is rare enough that if you Google it, you'll still
like
find
mine?
Me.
Like mine?
Yeah.
I'm like the only one ever.
I ain't the only one ever, but.
So you'll be kind of hard to find. Like, they'll pinpoint me, like, Double B. Got me.
If you ever commit a crime, look, you're just screwed. Look,
YouTube, Google, all that shit. Like, I type my name in there, like, the first thing pops up is all me, like, nothing else. Like, you know, you might type somebody else's name in. You might get, like, some football pictures or some other shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All my shit pops up, like, the only shit. Like, which is great, which is also very marketable. Ha! Trees on that.
Trees.
I'm patenting. Can I patent my own name before somebody? Isn't it already patented because it's on my?
Well, no, you can.
Somebody else can use it.
You may be able to copyright it.
I think you can copyright and trademark.
You can trademark it.
I can do that.
I think it's what you need to do.
You need to do the and trees.
And is and trees the phrase you would copyright? And trees.
Trees is my shit.
So where's trees come from? Because
trees comes from ism trees.
Comes from what?
I just started saying trees.
You right, because when I first met you, you was real ism.
Ism. Because it was new. It was I needed something to do something. And I was saying ism already, which is just, you know what I'm saying, knowledge, accepting it and passing it on. Trees. On that. But then there came ism trees, you know what I'm saying? Because it was kind of fun to say. And then it was like...
Well, why trees?
Trees.
Where did trees come from?
People think it's trees like marijuana. It was just trees like... I don't even fucking know. I don't know. It happened.
One day you said ism trees.
One day I said it, and it was
you're
over.
Like, yes, that's it.
I mean, we've been doing that for years. Me and my nigga Kyle Wellington, man, we've been doing that for years, making up little punk ass little sayings and all other type of shit.
Why are your sayings punk ass? Like, what?
Punk ass little, you know, because the little right quick, lightweight little, you know what I'm saying, punk ass, you know, all the same. Lightweight little phrases and shit that we'd use at a constant basis, you know what I'm saying, that we were known for saying, like, growing up, people knew us for saying specific phrases and words at all times. Like, we had, I can't even remember all of them, like.
So you came up with trees.
Yeah, now it's trees. It'll be something else a couple months later, you know.
No, I think you need to stick with trees.
Trees is nice. I've got that. That's why I'm going to take that and patent that. Like, we got merch coming, too.
Trees.
We got tree shirts.
Trees. You know, can you do a favor for me on the tree shirts? You know, I'm not a smoker. I'm not a drinker.
We're gonna make all different types of trees. We're gonna put palm tree shirts. We're gonna have oak tree shirts. We're gonna be multiple tree shirts. I'm gonna have Smokey the Bear smoking trees on shirts. Can I do that?
I don't know. Smokey the Bear might be
maybe
patented.
If I kind of make them look different, it'll be all right.
Like give them a grill or something.
Only you can prevent forest fires. Like, you know. Pro, you know, very pro wood, like pro trees, you know.
Pro wood, pro trees.
If you're gonna smoke trees, smoke the right trees, you know. If you're gonna burn trees, burn the right trees.
Or you could have the world's most interesting man. I don't always burn trees,
but when I do, I burn two trees.
I'm sitting here and I think I'm confused, but I'm not gonna ask.
But yeah, I met Ty and then
what
we started
fucking
with
the head
records, man.
I'm sorry, wait, hold on. I'm sorry.
We
Can
did.
We pause?
We paused.
What are you doing?
That was a scream.
What? No, 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 no.
That was, that was like a howl cackle. It was a hackle. No,
that wasn't a hackle. Brad.
It's a howl cackle.
Do it again. I'm throwing my shoe at your head.
You have on shoes?
She has flip-flops on. I'm not afraid of flip-flops, Peaches.
You want to see looking
pass
at my
that,
shoes?
Pass me that book, pass me that book of modern recording.
I will have no
techniques.
Part of this.
That's a thick
book. I don't
book.
Want Brad to say, and I don't even know what your name is now, Brad. You've
it
lied
is
to me.
Brad. His name is Brad.
My name is not Brad Gilmore.
His mom told me his name was Brad.
You've never talked to my mother.
I'm going to text her right now.
You have my mother's number?
I do.
How'd you get my mother's number, though?
Don't worry about it.
Oh.
That's weird. She's talked to my father. I know that.
Your name's not Brad, man?
Mom.
Pizzas, what's your name?
Mom Gilmore. I have all her numbers, her email, her cell phone, her work email.
Oh, I sent you that at Chacho's one day. I remember. The things tacos make me do.
Chacho's, they get you in trouble.
I took him to the Drunk Chacho's off 16. He was the only white person in there.
Yeah, it was weird. It was awkward. Me and my daddy.
I thought that was the only Chacho's.
No, there's two.
There's one. There's also one on 45 and Tidwell.
Hey, we're not here to promote Chacho's Peaches unless they're cutting
a
check.
I love their quesadillas.
Who are you yelling at?
You.
Are you sure?
I want quesadillas from.
No.
I want quesadillas from there. I just had the triple meat cheeseburgers
from
awesome.
McDonald's. To another plug that we don't need to get into. So you linked up with Doe, aka Ty Beezy.
Yeah, this was just being homies. This was before Head Records was even, you know what I'm saying, starting. Like, we've been homies, like, sleeping on each other's floors, sharing clothes type shit, you know what I'm saying?
I wouldn't think that y'all are the same size.
No, back in the gap, you know what I'm saying? They gonna give a fuck. I will wear that nigga's shoes, nigga. He has some nice shoes. He always has shoes.
He's got one shoes.
He's got shoes. He has a shoe fetish, that motherfucker.
That's one thing I remember from the Wake and Bake shoot.
He's get to fighting over shoes. For real.
People get killed over shoes, too.
Yeah,
right?
Especially in Houston. You know, we take fanatics.
Are you a sneakerhead, double
B? Nah, not really. I never could afford them, so I never built up a fucking whatever. Man, give me some nice looking. What do they look good? Let me put them on. Not a real fashion type. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get up and go type of, you know, oh, I got to wear this.
You say you're not a fashion type, but yet you have a style. You have a certain swagger
glasses.
About you. It's those glasses. It's the two finger ring on the middle and ring fingers.
Uh-huh.
Then the big ring on the index finger.
Yeah,
I decided
to stick with that formation.
It's a good formation.
For one, huh? Is that working, Peaches? Mm-hmm. That works?
Yeah.
I don't know. I left this hand kind of blank. I don't know what to do yet.
Maybe get it tattooed.
I've got the two finger tattoo. I'm not getting no more tattoos unless it's tattooed to do with two fingers or trees.
Are you, you don't have a trees tattoo
I
yet?
I want to get a tree with fingers as leaves.
What?
Two fingers.
Two finger trees.
From each branch.
Hey, that's the follow-up mixtape, Two Finger Trees.
Trees, man. We promoting the trees now, goddamn me. After Two Finger shit, we dropping trees.
Okay, explain the two finger thing.
Two fingers just mean owning up to my motherfucking self. Double motherfucking B. Double up or die.
See, I thought it was some
kind
of sexual
level,
thing.
Goddamn me. Like, it can
you
be.
You just a nasty little horn dog.
It can
I'm not
be.
A horn dog. I'm a corn dog. Okay,
two fingers
right.
Shit. That's nasty if you say it like that.
You know, there's different formations you can go in. You know, there's the two fingers and there's the rocker.
Are you giving a lesson in how
shocker.
To stimulate the clitoris? Is that what you're doing?
The spocker.
There's names.
Okay, shocker, right? Rocker, spocker. Showstopper.
You
that
Googled
is stop
this?
The show.
No. That's what we used to talk about that in like fourth grade.
In fourth grade, you were exposed to this?
Yeah. Shout out to Ave 11. He taught me that.
Fourth grade
wow.
Exposed?
Shout out
Ave
11.
Don't let Brad put your business out like that.
Shout out Ave 11.
I got my first blowjob at eight.
At
what?
8 years old?
Yeah.
What? How? Yeah. Explain that story.
Please.
Yeah, trees.
It was great. I don't know what happened. We were under the bed and we were playing.
Wait, yeah, we're under the bed?
Yes. And yes. I got sucked up.
I'm not ready.
I don't remember when I was 8 years old. Can you get erect at eight?
At eight? Yes. I mean, I was.
So you could have made children on that day?
No, I mean, I didn't ejaculate, but the first time it happened.
Was it any good?
I mean, it was, I don't really remember.
The first time he was eight, he probably thought he was in heaven.
I didn't know what was going on. I was like, because she was a little older than me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
they went to Swerve on the Family Show.
Yeah.
I'm so disturbed.
I am. I'm a little disturbed.
Like, I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like
I didn't lose my. I didn't fuck no pussy until I was in high school. That makes you feel any better.
What age?
I was in ninth grade.
Okay, so a freshman.
That's
normal.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
I was in ninth grade when I lost my virginity. I was getting sucked up though before the end. That was my thing. Like.
Was that a sound effect?
Yes.
Unfortunately, I believe it was, Peaches. I believe that was a sound effect. I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah, like before then, like it was definitely slurpage action. But when I busted over for the first time, I was like, "This is great." I've been missing out.
I don't even like. I feel like we're gonna take a break. We're gonna put a break here.
We're gonna take a break on that note. I feel like we're back in our at night days.
Yeah, like
two finger shit, bitch.
We'll be right back with Double B
Trees
after DJ Motai plays us some music here on the Brad Gilmore
Show.
Probably find
me somewhere trying to get sucked up.
Trees.
On demand. Trees.
She say it ain't no secret, ADD, keep it G, kid. Respect, all I want is ass and big checks. If you can't get my seats wet, bitch, eject. I don't need none of y'all hoes that be down the road, but ain't talking about getting your jaw swole. Bitch, you 22 years old, you need to grow up and hoe up. I'm trying to roll up and pull up. If you ain't talking, then hold up. Why is we even talking?
McLaren, 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 Camaro driven.
It's a sunny summer day, girl. While you sitting on the couch? Band authentic, limited editions. What I'm whipping out. You might think I'm kidding, but I'm bitching. And without a doubt, I'm trying to get up in it.
And we're back here on the Brad Gilmore Show on demand.
On demand.
We've had y'all. I wish that we could show everybody, let everyone hear.
Don't be. Get the microphone on my face.
Let everyone hear all the stuff goes on during commercial breaks. We just came back from a nice little mix from DJ Motai, and he's actually joining us right now here on the microphone. This is your time.
Oh, this is my time to speak. Hey, what's up, guys?
Oh, hello. How you doing today?
Make sure you don't just spoke when you're spoken to.
Hey. Peaches.
Don't start with me.
You can speak now.
All right, so
we're back here with Double B of the Head Wreckers.
Trees.
Talking about Two Finger stuff.
Two Finger shit.
Is the mixtape coming up? Now, when is it dropping?
We're dropping it a week after the mixer. So it's the 21st online. But you come to the mixer, you get a free motherfucking me hard copy. Anybody that comes to the mixer is going to leave with a hard copy.
Leave with a hard copy.
Come get the first hard copies, or you can wait till next week and get it online.
We were talking before we started the show today about CDs and do people still listen to CDs? And
yeah.
Do you feel like if you press 1,000 copies up, right, of Two Fanga stuff, how many of those do you feel will never be listened to by people?
All of them going to get listened to because I'm hand to hand it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or when I leave at a establishment or a store or something like that, you know, they get them up out of there because they want to listen to them. It's not like I'm standing around. It ain't like a CD you're going to get, like you're standing around, guy just comes up and hands you a CD. You're going to know who the fuck I am before I give you the CD.
Word.
Which is my whole pitch, you know what I'm saying? So Two Finger shit is going to be attacked in the streets as well as online.
Well, Peaches, okay, like, I know, like, when you go out, just like me or just like DJ Motai, a lot of the times people are going to give us their CDs. Like, I think...
Actually, no. Actually, they don't. And since you brought that up, I'm going to keep...
I'm sorry.
Brad has his hands in his mouth, and he just got his tooth fixed, and his hands are dirty, and I'm trying to get him to stop putting his hands in his mouth because he's putting his hand germs in his mouth. That's what that just was.
I'm sorry.
Anyway... Just because it sounded weird and they didn't know what we were talking about.
Yeah, I know.
Anywho.
Thank you for clarifying.
when artists are out, either they A, don't have their music, or B, they go hand their music to other artists. Now, this is no shade on other artists, but the likelihood of them listening to your music is like slim to none. Most of the time, if there are women in the place, hand your music to the woman.
Yeah.
Charm her up a little bit and hand your music. She's more likely to put it in her car when she goes in there and actually listens to it. It's very funny the amount of times that, you know, I get passed over, you know, while artists will go talk to somebody that I'm standing next to when, hell, I'm the one that have a radio show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Man. So it just really doesn't make any sense. And those are the same ones who are out here claiming to be hustling and you grinding and you struggling, but you handing your music to somebody that's going to throw it in the trash.
And then and then they'll go on Twitter rants complaining about,
exactly,
no one listens to my music.
Exactly.
Tricks.
Hand in hand. You'll know me when I get to you. I put out a couple, you know what I'm saying, like the demo when we hit the streets with a little over 2,000 units of that.
Yeah.
Hand in hand in that.
I still have
saying?
That.
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't get one.
So
I wasn't privileged.
You don't have one?
I don't.
We didn't hand to hand it.
You didn't hand to hand it.
You'll get this hand to hand.
I appreciate it. Sometimes though, when I get demos, I'm not even gonna lie. It's like I don't know what to do with them. Like the other day I cleaned out my car and I think I had like 22, you know, demo CDs that I never listened to.
But you're listening to the one that was handed to you by somebody that you know and fuck with. Like,
but not everyone's gonna know you.
I mean,
but I fuck with everybody. I try to make it so that I can fuck with everybody, and people just see that a lot of people fuck with me. They'll naturally fuck with you because I see a lot of people fuck with you.
That's so true. Like you see, like monkey see, monkey do.
Monkey see, monkey do. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Two Fingers shit and Monkey. We dropping him.
That's nice.
We don't even. Yeah, don't nobody even know. Shh. You're here.
You know, I was out last Friday night at Warehouse Live, and I saw Double B perform for the second time in my life.
And you saw the monkey.
Oh, I saw the monkey.
Oh, yeah, we knocked that out.
A monkey
first
was,
time performing in our.
No, monkey was nice.
Yeah.
That monkey was pretty.
It was a pretty monkey. Pretty monkey. It was hanging
How
around.
How much longer y'all gonna go? I feel like I should stop you now.
I was trying to get to you and that monkey.
And what's funny is I thought that song after I wrote it, I was like, didn't it? I was like, who made? Ain't nobody made no monkey sound. not no monkey see that monkey do that monkey, like monkey see monkey do was where it was, but then it turned into like monkey, like that monkey, like yeah, like monkey. And then like it then
see the original
it,
monkey
we,
was the Funky Monkey song.
Yeah, you know, it's been plenty of monkey songs. We're just gonna take it again, you know. I had to get my turn on it.
Trees. Now, the first song by Double B I ever heard, this woman sitting to my left played it for me. Or I guess you're sitting not
I'm
sitting,
in front of you.
You're sitting to my left.
All right, you know what you're talking
people
about.
People can't see.
It had to be what you're trying
to do. It was what
you're
trying to do, all right?
What you're trying to do.
But what, why does that song resonate with so many people?
Because it's real. I mean,
is that your actual approach to women?
Yeah, really, though.
So
you try to waste no time.
Okay, okay.
With no game.
We have a woman who's not on air in studio right now. Okay,
uh-huh.
Can you look at her and then spit your what your normal game would be? How would you approach this woman?
What's happening, baby? Give me your number right now so I can dig it in the monkey.
She said, "How are you giving me money
so I can dig?"
Oh wait,
in
she's
that
getting
monkey.
A microphone. Hold on.
So I can dig in that monkey.
How are you gonna? He wants to
because
dig in that
monkey. If it's gotten to this point, you know I don't pull females. Females pull me. So if it's gotten to this point, I'm talking about it already.
So you about it?
So you about it?
I forgot what you said at the beginning.
Look, I got a restaurant. I got a restaurant.
No. No.
You
no.
know. We serving hot grits
and meat.
And meat.
And we out of hot
all
grits.
All out of grits.
So we it's just meat left.
Serving meat only.
That's all that's on the menu.
A la carte.
What's the name of the restaurant that only serves meat?
Trees.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, Two Finger Shit coming when?
The 21st, man. 14th, the mixer. Yeah, I already know.
What goes through your head like when you're performing? Because for people who haven't seen Double B perform,
breathe.
There's a lot of.
That was real. That was real.
That was a real laugh.
That was real.
But Double B is like up there, like I don't even. He's doing like a lot of this.
Yeah,
Brad. No one can see you moving. Do you understand?
They can't. They
imagine
can imagine
what he's doing.
Thank you.
Like we go Pam Burger. Like I give. Like I can't stand it. I make a lot of up tempo music anyway. I like to perform the song rather than just repeat it to you. You know what I'm saying?
But I noticed
nobody get on stage and repeat a song. I hate seeing a performer get on stage and just.
Repeat
show you what he got. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, show me what you got. Don't just show me what you did.
Yeah, okay. Okay,
show me what you got.
Now, a lot of the songs, though, are about women and the pursuit of women, what you trying to do.
Well, that's just like the show mix, though.
Trying to get the money, monkey.
You know.
No, but what kind of woman does Double B like? What's your type?
I'm like a calm woman that could bring some peace. You know what I'm saying? All I want is some peace, man, to feel good.
We used to do the thing, Peaches. Remember what we used to do in the old shows? Mm-hmm. Tell them.
Basically, build your woman.
Yeah, you. I'm going to mold that.
Go ahead.
We're going to mold him real nice. You know
him?
What? You know, the situation.
Oh. I don't know. I still don't know if that's okay.
I use him a lot. I use him a lot instead of it.
Oh, you use know, him a lot? Him, that's yeah. So okay, Double B. You're digging deeper here. Pause.
No. See how you got caught in that whirlwind?
I got
quick?
Caught in the him world.
Him ain't scared.
So is him like third person or what like, is?
Look, Two Finger Shit. Him coming out on the 21st.
Okay, so about
him is it. Build your perfect woman.
We build my perfect woman from right now.
Let's go. Skin color, hair color, eye color, shape.
I like a woman that ain't too much shorter than I am.
How tall are you?
Well, I don't matter. It don't really matter. It don't really matter about size. You know what I'm saying? I like a calm spirit. You know what I'm saying? Somebody I can, you know what I'm saying?
The yin to your yang.
Yeah, I can come home and turn down
yin?
With real quick.
I think it's
or,
yin
you know,
yang.
Still, but she ain't scared it by my yin. Turned upness. Because, you know, I'm turned up. You know what I'm saying? You got to be kind of wacko to kind of. Fuck with me all day long, like you got to be calm at
does
heart.
Need,
you know
does
what
she that? Need? Does she need to have some large mountain tops?
I ain't really no titty man.
Are you
I'm
you like
ass man, legs, ass, and presentation of that thing. It's all about presentation. Or that monkey. Like, from the back, like, when it's tooted, like, they tooted, like.
What?
Once it's tooted, you'll know. Presentation. It's like, hello. Ass lit. Like, you know, oh, hello. Presentation.
I don't even know what's going on. I have no idea what he's
like
talking
in your
about.
Head,
everybody,
though,
everybody's in your mind.
You
in your mind.
Something right
you built
now.
Something.
Like,
yeah.
In your head, he,
like the perfect,
as he talks,
think of
you
the perfect presentation.
Yeah, there
started
was,
to appear.
It was
when you
strange.
Thought about
when
it.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, great presentation, and that's, you know what I'm saying.
What'd you think of that DJ Motai?
Nice calm self.
But what he said?
Yeah,
it's all about presentation.
Know. You still trying to figure it out?
Well, how long is her hair?
I know what he was talking about. But
I mean,
it's
about you.
Okay,
fuck.
This is not hypothetical. Man. Like, this is like you.
Like, if I just wanted to build my creative player, like on.
Yeah,
yep.
You create a player.
Okay,
this
okay.
Is, this
creative,
is 2K13
create a bitch.
Create my bitch. All right.
That's what we're going to call it all year. 2K13
I like a caramel.
Okay. You want her to be African-American?
Most definitely. I like a caramel. I like them tall. Tall drink. Ooh, a tall drink.
Taller
ooh,
than you?
Ooh, tall. Nah, just got some height on, like a
okay.
Stallion. Like, ooh, like a thick.
All right, keep it going.
Thick little stallion. You know what I'm saying?
Keep it going.
Everybody looking over there.
We're all like, Shayla.
Shayla. You
know, life's a little. Shayla's like the perfect build. Like, for real, like, though.
Don't throw that thigh
like that. It fucked me up for a second. Get my concentration back. We had Instagram. We can tweet it.
We gotta get on some conversation here. We're really
you know what I'm saying? I ain't really no hair dude. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really no big.
That we hurry up.
She's sexy. A sexy stag.
A sexy stallion.
Sexy thing.
Let's
it's so funny that when, you know, people have so many preferences, but then when you give them a chance to actually go, they have nothing.
I have nothing. I don't have preferences. I'm saying sexy stallion. That's it. I was trying so hard to drag it out, like, and explain it, but like.
I don't know. You kept describing Shayla.
Sexy stallion. Yeah, I know. I like.
Hey, I can't hear you. It's okay.
I mean, I like them short, too. I mean, it depends on how I'm feeling.
Oh, no.
It's the mood of the day.
Trees?
Okay. Let's go into another, like kind of like generic get-to-know-your-style question. Mm-hmm. Give me your top five dead or alive.
Dead or alive what?
Yeah, rappers.
Oh.
Dead or alive women or monkey?
Monkey.
Give me your top five dead or alive monkey. Bubbles.
Top Fifi. Five. Shit.
Apu. I'm just naming monkeys.
I'm
now.
Fucking with like a lot of people. Niggas ain't fucking with though. Like,
well,
I fuck
it doesn't matter.
I fuck with Phil Ma. You know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
Sean Jay smoking them. Like, I fuck with them boys. I actually got a chance to meet them. I fuck with them hard. I went to Albany yep. State for some years, so I fuck with them boys. I fuck with like a lot of niggas. I fuck with like Gucci and them. I fuck with Flock and them. I fuck with Atlanta. Period. Atlanta got some good music coming out of there. Rock on them boys. I fuck with Young Ralph, Scooter them boys. Like a lot of street music. I'm fucking with like a lot of, I'm fucking with Gotti. I'm fucking with.
Did we say
so
five?
Be name five people. One.
You're going down the list.
Yeah, like it's
you
like
got 15
it's like
so far.
It's like talking
Houston,
to a 3-year-old.
Saying?
Like,
a
what
lot
do you want to eat?
Underground. Like,
ADD.
I'm fucking with D-Lo right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm fucking with my boy Doe for show. Yeah. Myself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Who else I'm listening to right now? Well, nowhere I'm on. Crit for sure. We fucking with Crit. King Remember That Time. I think he just dropped that hoe. You know what I'm saying? Boy Les, we fucking with Les. A lot of niggas in the city that's doing their thing, really.
Oh,
other than that, it's like, it's the shit I just jam. You know what I'm saying? But top shit that I'm listening to right now, that's about it.
Okay. What can we expect from Tufanga?
A great project, man. You're going to think a lot of people are going to be astounded at what I pulled together for my first project. I'm going to drop some Jaws. We got great production.
Are you going to drop female Jaws or all
female
Jaws?
Female Jaws. We're dropping all Jaws.
Monkey Jaws.
And female Jaws. So we can see that monkey hanging and make it presentate.
I don't. Why would a monkey hang?
I don't know.
I would have you describe it, but I'm afraid.
I'm confused. I don't know.
Like, I would be like, describe a hanging monkey, but I don't think I want you to paint that picture for me. Don't go there.
Okay.
I don't like
this. He was.
No.
Or I can hang around in it. You know, however you want to depict it. Whatever. Just make it sound cool, yeah?
Yeah.
What is it?
Trees. But that's going to be on the project.
Trees?
Motherfucker's going to go to that monkey song. What? Some good motherfucking features, man. We got Jack Freeman on there. We got D-Lo on there. We got Propane on there. We got Doe on there. We got the Click on there. You know, KYD on there. K-Dog on there. 16 on there. We got Leeline on there. We got Promote. We got Production. We got Smoke Stars on there. We got D Francis on there. You know what I'm saying? We fuck with a lot of niggas in the city, man. D1 Beats. We got Posse Pans. You know what I'm saying? We got a great, him from start to finish is a banger, bro. Every song is an ear pleaser. That's Trees.
Yeah, it's gonna cause eargasms.
Eargasms, man. Come to the listener. You'll find out while you're on these sippy trees.
Okay, let's just go through like a little bit of, give me one story that we're gonna end this off on. Let's tell me the story of your first show, and then tell me a story of your worst show.
My first show in Houston, Mr. A's, man. No side, too deep, and the boy Cornbread up there, man, was doing a little showcase, and I won the showcase my first time performing in Houston with that Hamburger song. Boys Be Going Ham, they were really loving that. They was digging that. That's where that originated from, all the whole dance, all that shit, because the chorus is like nothing like me. I'm not on the chorus. It's like a chance I'd be going, so I had to do something, you know what I'm saying? So I did like a kind of, you know, a burgerlistic movement, you know what I'm saying?
A burgerlistic movement.
You know what I'm saying? It was burgerlistic, so it worked out. That was my first show.
What's burgerlistic mean? Explain. I feel like we're going to have to do an interview with it. Hey, we're going to come up with a Brag Gilmore
Show
Black, presents
I'm
a double
American.
Dictionary.
I am an American.
My God.
I eat hamburgers. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Anything burger is good. Burgerlistic. Burgers and trees.
What if it's a bad hamburger?
Somebody fucking tweeted me a burger and a tree. Who was that?
I don't know, man. Tree burglar.
The burger and the tree, you know, those little boxes that show up, but sometimes I can see them. But yeah, trees
Tyler
and burgers.
Tyler just said tree burglar. Tree
burglar.
I just want to know that.
Like a hamburger.
The tree.
Like a hamburger.
You know what the hamburger is?
Yeah, I know.
Brad just created something.
No, it was him.
Yeah, from McDonald's.
The tree burglar?
The tree burglar.
I can make a little man that looks like a tree.
He going to be burglarizing
other trees for their leaves.
He's the leaf stealer.
He's the leaf stealer.
A tree burglar.
It's a cartoon. I met somebody that actually does cartoons. I'm going to get that jumping off.
Now, right here, you heard it first on the Brad Gilmore Show. Now, tell me about your worst show.
My worst show? I don't have no bad shows,
but
man.
Maybe not your performance, but like the
like
experience was bad.
Equipment-wise, like sometimes that happens. Like
your mic messing
the
up.
The mic will fuck up. But you know me, I'll put that motherfucker down and just keep on motherfucking me doing the show. It don't stop me, man.
So how important do you think performing is as an artist?
Typically, that is the key, I believe. Other than your music, people want to see you and love you when they see you. So performance is hand in hand with making music. You know what I'm saying? If niggas like your music, but your performance is fucking whack, you ain't really gonna sell no tickets. They ain't gonna come see you. So performance and your music got to be on point. I think it's really critical.
Now, nowadays, like people are so, or like you know, there's a microscope on everybody's lyrics nowadays. You know, Rick Ross had the line, and you ain't know it, that he got dropped from Reebok.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne got dropped from Mountain Dew for the Emmett Till line he made. Do you feel
what
like you? He said beat it up like Emmett Till or something like
people
that.
People are dropping. Find an excuse to drop somebody.
So, I mean, nowadays, do you worry more about what you're saying and what you're putting
out
there?
Not really, because I ain't saying nothing crazy. I'm just giving niggas these trees, man. I ain't saying nothing too shabby. Nothing blatantly, you know what I'm saying? I ain't doing no hard drugs, or you know what I'm saying? In no predicaments to where nobody will drop me. From me saying something that I'm actually doing, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know.
And I don't know everybody's name anyway, you know what I'm saying? So I can't drop no names, like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever.
Because all that right there just happened.
This interview is just a bunch of snippet classics.
It's a bunch of what?
Did I lose you?
Snippets.
It's what?
Did I lose you?
You may have lost me a little bit.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Now
it happens.
We don't work well when it gets dark outside.
It's 8 in the morning. What are you talking
about? It's 8 in the morning. Brad hasn't had his coffee. Double B had too much coffee.
I drink tea.
I don't even like coffee. I
hate coffee. Okay. Stand the smell of it.
Double B, give them one thing to send them off on. What's one thing they need to know? What's where, and then tell them where to follow you and all that good stuff.
Double motherfucking B. Coolest motherfucking nigga on the planet. Times two on some shit. Houston, Texas, motherfucking me, Ray. Just came back from the A. It's going down. Goddamn me. Dropping the first debut motherfucking me tape. Just fucking laughing his ass off.
Okay. You can follow Double B on Twitter at Double B, DOUBLEBE underscore HWC. That is his Twitter and his Instagram. Two Fanger shit coming soon. You can come to the mixer on June 14th at SF2 South. That's off of 59 in Bel Air, right next to Sharpstown Mall.
Trees on that.
Two Fanger shit will be dropping.
Palm trees.
On the motherfucking meeting the following week, 21st is going down.
Oak trees.
Double B's email is.
Ficus trees.
Fuck my email. Don't spam
If you need to reach tweet Double me. B, tweet him or.
Google me and tweet me then.
Tweet and Double B, it's one word.
I'm on Facebook too.
DOUBLEBE.
No caps, man.
Everyone follow everyone in here at DJ Motai. That's DJ MOTAI. At Tata La Peaches, TATALAPEACHEZ. At Brad Gilmore, BRADGILMORE. That's on Vine, Instagram,
Twitter,
Facebook.
Big. Two fangin' shit, bitch.
Coming soon, Double B. We appreciate you.
How about Double B leave us with a little freestyle? All
right, Double B, rap.
Go.
Now.
My head gone. Hell, I'm fed up. Fuck these hoes. I'm just trying to get my bread up. And bread is everything to a baker. I ain't got it. I'm making it. If you got it, I'll take it, nigga. And it's my turn to eat. I've been waiting in that long ass line. I'm impatient. Gotta make it or take it. And I'ma die trying to get mine. Don't get it mistaken, bitch. You'll die trying to get mine. I clean your head, spit shine. All about my bread. That's why I get mine. Y'all nigga lazy as fuck. Hell, all y'all nigga do is sit rhyme. Fuck out with these hoes instead of stacking up your bundles, bitch. I'm all about my hun done trying to stack up this money. That's why I smoke that gum and shit. And ooh wee, boy, that shit right here killer. I've been high like 2 weeks. I just blew 2 sweets. Then I jumped off in the booth. I spit so hard, I broke a tooth. In the bitch through the roof. Kapoof. Trees.
Let's get in a studio clap for Double B.
I was going to clap, but my hands was full.
One snap, two snap. On trees.
Double B, we appreciate you making the debut Head Wrecker on the Brad Gilmore Show on
Head Wreckers, bitch.
Definitely a classic interview, to say the least.
Already, Peaches, man. Appreciate you having me out here, man.
This is how you interview Double B.
At all times. You never know what you're going to get. Like a box of chocolates you got from nigga. You ain't know.
You ain't know.
Well, for Double B, for DJ Motai, and for Peaches, this is Brad Gilmore. Tune in next time for the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. Hashtag BG Show.
Trees.
Yo. Trees.
Trees. On top of trees equals trees. Trees equals trees.